Hey, serious privacy enthusiasts. Ready to ace your AI data privacy game?
Oh, you bet, Kay. Dive into the world of TrustArc's Nemity Research, your go-to for staying on top of regulatory developments in AI and privacy.
Seriously, Nemity Research maintains a massive privacy and regulatory database featuring expert guidance and analysis from legal and privacy pros.
So save time on privacy research, cut your compliance timeline, and reduce costs with Nemity Research.
Get your regulatory research and insights at your fingertips with a free trial.
So get ahead in privacy compliance and start that free trial today. Go to trustarc.com/nimity-free-trial.
This is Serious Privacy by TrustArc. Here are your hosts, Paul Breitbart and Kay Royal.
For the first time in over 2 years, the privacy
3 years. 3 years.
No, two.
No, the last GPS was in 2019. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, let's try again.
No, just keep going.
You're absolutely right. So indeed, for the first time in 3 years, the privacy community came together in Washington, D.C. for the IAPP Global Privacy Summit 2022. And wherein years before, several thousands of people would attend, this year there were almost 5,000 privacy professionals hanging out in Washington, D.C., catching up in the Marriott Marquis and the Convention Center, filling those escalators with all the chit-chat that we have been missing out for so long.
All the chit-chat.
And I was so sorry not to be here. There was some serious fear of missing out this side of the Atlantic. And not just for me. I saw quite a lot of people who had hoped to be there, but were not.
Yeah, and it was amazing. I will simply say that after the event, when people were posting, you know, what they liked about it, I'm like, oh my goodness, how did I not see you? Oh, you were there. Dersot was there. Mac McCullough was there. I didn't see them. It's like, oh, how did I not see y'all? It's, well, 5,000 people, it's kind of hard.
Exactly. So you hear Kay was there. I was not, but you will get a dispatch from the IAPP Global Privacy Summit this week on Serious Privacy. My name is Paul Breitbart.
And I'm Kay Royal, and welcome to Serious Privacy. Yeah, this episode's a little bit off the rails from the other, but Paul, I'm going to go into the secret question or the the unexpected question that I threw out to people that I got snippets from at the conference. And what is your favorite cookie? And I think we've done this one before, but it was the first thing that came to mind when I was at the conference.
Well, I think I'm not sure what my previous answer was, but
good.
I think being Dutch, the only thing I can say is a stroopwafel.
Ooh.
The Dutch syrup waffles that are made traditionally here Again with the waffles, but they're very different from the Belgian waffles because these are very thin waffles. They're sliced in half, and then there is syrup put in between, a little bit between sugar syrup and maple syrup. And they are very nice. They're very nice cold when the syrup is set, but they're even better when you buy them in a marketplace when they're still warm and made in front of you.
I'm just dying of cookie envy right now, let's just say, because I have to be gluten-free, so my cookie choices have changed over the years.
Well,
right now,
I think there are gluten-free stroopwafels by now.
You should find out.
June, IAPP The Hague. You should come over.
There we go. Well, maybe I can. I don't know about that. My favorite right now is the double stuffed gluten-free Oreos. So thank you. Who makes Oreos? Nabisco. Thank you for making gluten-free double stuffed Oreos. They're fantastic. But I have been told the only reason I think they're fantastic is because I can't eat the real ones for a taste comparison.
Well,
it's been a day or two since that.
I think they're still pretty good.
Okay. And so I'll tell you, I did ask every interviewee at the IAPP that I interview what their favorite cookie was. But I will also say that my phone apparently automatically cut off at 3 minutes. So you really will just get snippets here. I got some recordings coming up. I've got Trevor Hughes. He was the first person I ran into literally when we checked into the hotel. So when I saw him the next day at the conference, I grabbed a few minutes with him, but also Eduardo Oosteren. I got him, David Cohen with IAB. This was his first, I think, IAPP conference. So that was cool. Emil, who is the DPO of Google that I accidentally met sitting at lunch, and he had Lunchbox Envy and got up and grabbed a gluten-free lunch. Shan Shan and Jorn with Gabriella ran into them at lunch. Jorn and Gabriella, of course, are with Scope Europe. Shan Shan may or may not have been with Alibaba at the time.
Okay.
So we have that. Plus, I grabbed a few snippets from the keynote speakers. If the quality's not good enough, I won't make y'all sit through it, but hopefully I grab some of those. But I also grabbed snippets from two sessions that I sat in. Again, if the audio quality's not good enough, I won't make the listener sit through that. But the one about international data transfers, with ICO and Germany there. So that was really good. It was supposed to be ICO and Kenil. And the guy from France wasn't able to show up. So our old friend that we've had on the podcast before from Germany sat in, and that was still just as fabulous.
Well, and then I grabbed a great commissioner.
Yes. And he was so good. And then I also grabbed a snippet from the one with the Colorado AG. And he also said he would be delighted to come on our podcast. Turns out he's a former law school dean. And he's good friends with a professor at ASU that I teach with, Gary Marchant. One day I should have Gary Marchant on the podcast. He would be hilarious. He's also an attorney with a PhD. Of course, he got his much earlier than I did. I think
our
Gary
guest list
could
is
write
too.
Yeah, I think Gary could write a PhD overnight in his sleep, frankly. He's just simply that brilliant.
Well, it seems our guest list is growing with all the promises that we have from MyAPP. So let's confirm all these people for the coming
weeks.
Oh,
yes. There was one guy I also caught up with Zeke Kim. He is young Zeke Kim. He is the Data Protection Commissioner for, I believe, Singapore. And he was speaking on a panel about cross-border transfers with a gentleman, I believe he was from the Department of Defense, but he's over international data transfers. So, of course, I, you know, kind of kidnapped him in the audience and made him commit to coming on the podcast, too. So, so we'll see
let's
if we
see
can't
if
get all these.
Materialize. Exactly.
Let's see if we can't get these lined up. So let's go. Let's do that. Let me play my snippets for the audience. Okay, so for my first interview at IAPP Global Privacy Summit, which someone called the Super Bowl of Privacy, I have with me J. Trevor Hughes in person. Hello, Trevor.
Hello, it's great to chat with you.
What do you think? We just had the opening keynote.
We cannot be happier with the way things have started. Malcolm Gladwell was phenomenal. Lena Khan,
yes.
In her first major speech on privacy. I don't know how we're going to match this up in future years,
yeah,
but I'm super happy.
What's going to happen tomorrow?
We've got Tim Cook tomorrow, so that's not bad. But no, the show is off to a great start. We've got a full hall. It's really exciting.
It is. It looks fantastic. And I have to tell you, I'm looking around this hall. There are thousands and thousands of people. How many are here?
So total attendance, we won't know for a little bit, but our paid attendance is higher than 2019.
Wow.
So officially the show is bigger than the pre-pandemic show that ran 3 years ago. And total attendance will probably be north of 4,500, pushing 5,000.
Oh, my goodness. Could you get any better than this? Now, you have to remind me, did Paul catch you on the podcast over in Europe?
Yeah, I've chatted with Paul, absolutely.
How could we possibly get away from Trevor? But I promised him 30 seconds, so I'm going to let him go while I force a sticker on him. And I'm going to look forward to the rest of the show. Beautiful. So thank you, Trevor.
Great chatting.
Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, so back at IAPP, this is officially day one. We just walked out of a phenomenal, phenomenal opening session. And I'm here with Eduardo Usteran from, wait a minute, you're with Hogan Lovells now.
Well, I've been with Hogan Lovells for 8 years.
Well, yeah, but it's kind of like when you meet people with kids and you see them 10 years later and you still think the kids are 5 years old.
That's right.
Yeah, I still picture you with you-know-who.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's where I met you.
I think about my own kids, yes.
Right. They should still be five.
Yeah.
I have grandkids, Eduardo. Shush.
Oh, wow.
All right, okay. So what did you think about opening session?
Very inspiring indeed. I love it when they go just a little bit off-piste, beyond the sort of the nitty-gritty that we're involved in, and they say things that are far more inspiring than what we deal with on a daily basis.
Which one hit you the hardest?
Oh, I think the former commissioner for the Afghan access to information was mind-blowing. Because, you know, if you think about it, you know, this woman in Afghanistan, in that area, and, you know, what everything that has happened in that country. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, she recounted 20 years ago she was a refugee. She was able to get back to her country. She became a reporter. She started she became editor, I guess, of the magazine there. And then she became commissioner of the Access to Information Commission. And now she's back a refugee again.
Yeah.
And she was so stoic.
Yeah, but it was very moving. I find that very moving. But,
oh my gosh, I was almost in tears.
yeah, you know, but that's the thing, that sometimes we get into our little world, and when you see the wider picture and you get that perspective, that it really makes you think about what we're all trying to achieve here.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And of course it kicked off with Tim Cook.
Yeah, very impressive, right? But look, the thing is, it's quite funny, because sure, he's important, he has an important job, and it's kind
slightly.
Of famous, but it's just like you and me, you know. Everyone,
he puts his britches on one leg at a time. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, we're all people, and I think he was saying an important thing. I think he's got.
Yeah.
He was I think for me, the most important thing of everything he said is that he was acknowledging the responsibility that we all have, and he has a lot of responsibility for making sure that, you know, if you're developing technology, you take privacy, data security into account as a priority, really.
Right. So that was Eduardo with Hogan Lovells. Been there quite a while, and yes, we know that and we love it. So we moved on to going to our sessions, and I ran into David Cohen.
So I just walked in one of the rooms to listen to the Colorado AG, and I ran across David Cohen with IAB. And even though we've not ever actually met, his name stood out to me. I remember seeing it. And so I stopped and asked him. It turns out this is his first time. Is it at IAPP at all or at the GPS?
At IAPP at all.
Wow. What are you thinking so far?
I have never seen, well, obviously privacy is a huge topic these days, cybersecurity, big topic. I'm actually surprised at the breadth and depth and scope of number of people that are here. It's really amazing.
Yeah, Trevor told me yesterday that we have more paid registrants than we had in 2019.
Wow. Is it like 2,500?
Somewhere around there. I think it's higher than that for the full number of attendance. You know, Trevor, he doesn't like to give out, you know,
right,
actual real numbers.
Right.
Well, I can't say that. He did tell us we have, what, 74,168?
Something like that, members, yes. But it's fantastic. The content is awesome. Obviously, this is a big topic for IAB and our members, so I'm looking to kind of make some connections, this one being one of them.
TrustArc works closely with IAB. We love it.
Yes, indeed. And obviously be able to push for federal privacy legislation. That's what we're all looking for.
Yeah, now out of this one, what are you hoping to get? What their whole global opt-out thing's going to look like?
I mean, the Colorado AG is very, very knowledgeable about this space, so I missed an event with him yesterday, so I figured I'd come listen to him today and maybe learn a thing or two.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for. I co-teach a privacy class with someone, and I made mention of how odd it was for an AG to be in charge of developing a universal, you know, opt-out or signal or something, and it turns out he's a friend of my co-professor. And he's like, oh, yeah, he's very much into technology.
It's a small world. It's a small
right? If I hadn't spit that out in class, I would never have known. So I've been trying to get him actually to come on the podcast or to show up and speak in our class. Because, I mean, this is the kind of things that people in privacy want to hear about, the people that are making things happen.
Amen. From your lips to God's ears, indeed.
Right? You know what? I'm going to end on that one because that was awesome.
Awesome. Thank you,
David.
Take care.
So that was David Cohen with IAB. Such a pleasure to run into him, to meet him, especially at his first conference. That will be a wonderful connection going forward. And after that, I think I sat through one other session, and then we moved into the lunch, and I just happened to sit down at a table with someone pretty fascinating. So hello, I am here with a wonderful person I just happened to bump into.
Hi, my name is Emil Okada. And I guess I am happy to bump into new folks at IAPP, currently the DPO at Google. And so It's really a good opportunity to meet new folks and who have a common interest in the common goal of making sure that privacy is foremost in everyone's products and everyone's mind as we go forward into hopefully a brighter future.
And doesn't it feel good? I mean, I know it feels awkward to be out among so many people, but doesn't it feel good to be surrounded by your people?
Well, I think it's really good to be out and surrounded by any kind of people. So yeah, so that definitely feels good. I think there's, you know, there's something special about actually being able to talk to people in person and being able to share the moment. And so, you know, it's definitely nice after a couple of years of being kind of inside to be able to share, you know, your people, as you said, people with a common interest in privacy. So,
and apparently more people than there was definitely 2 years ago.
Apparently we're almost at 75,000 members of the IAPP, I heard earlier today.
Now, how many people did they have when you joined?
Well, that I don't know.
They had less than 5,000 when I joined. I think we were right around 3.
Okay, so I have no idea how many people there were when I joined. I was definitely not asking about, so I've been a member somewhere over 10 years.
Okay.
So maybe around
that
amount.
So you would have been close to that because I think I joined back in maybe 2007, maybe 2008, right around there.
I think you beat me, but yeah.
Yeah.
So my background is a technology background. I'm a software engineer by background. And so my journey has been bringing the software engineering expertise and the technical expertise into the privacy aspect of things. And obviously at my company, that's an important part.
Critical. And that's one of the things that I absolutely love about privacy. And one of the things that I've seen happening recently is bringing the security, the technology, the engineering, the privacy all together. Because we all have to work together.
Indeed. And, you know, to be able to manage things at scale. Technology is a critical aspect of that. I just sat in one of the sessions here on that's, you know, looking at privacy by design and
nice.
And how privacy as software itself.
And this is where I really hate that I didn't realize my phone was cutting off at 3 minutes. Actually spoke with him further about the privacy by design and privacy as software, but also about the notion that as privacy professionals, have we or have we not missed our opportunity for a seat at the table, as they say, these nebulous they, but more of seeing ourselves as the data strategist for a company of how we can use data for innovation while protecting people's fundamental rights. And it was a fabulous conversation. He also let me know that his favorite cookie was a chocolate chip cookie. So after this, it was lunchtime and I ran into a ton of people. It was phenomenal, but one of the best, and I was so excited to see her, I didn't pull out the recorder, was Cynthia Snyder. She and I worked together many, many years ago in my first privacy job. She's with the Allegis Group, and she has just simply always been a professional that I absolutely look up to and love, and I haven't seen her in more years than we can count. But I did, after that, remember to pull out my recorder when I caught up with a couple of other people, Shan Shan and Jorn. Jorn, please forgive me for calling you Jorn. That was just a slip up and I apologize for that. But here we go. Okay, so this is Kay. We're on the last day about to go into the closing opening session and I ran into some phenomenal people. So here's two of them. And I'm going to ask the unexpected question, but I'll introduce them first. So we've got Shan Shan Pa with Alibaba, and I've got Jorn, and Jorn Whitman, and he is with Scope Europe. So we're going to go to Shan Shan first. What's your favorite cookie?
Oh, chocolate
chips.
Across
chocolate
the board.
Chocolate
love
chips.
It.
Yeah.
Jorn?
Third party cookies? No, that's not. Oh, sorry.
All right. Okay. Nobody else went there, but of course Jorn did. All right. Edible cookies.
I'm not really a guy for sweet things, but it would be probably a chocolate chip cookie.
Chocolate chip. Yeah. Oh, I'm telling y'all. I haven't yet disclosed my favorite cookie. We'll get there later. All right. So you're over here from Europe. What is the most exciting thing you've had with the conference so far?
Oh, the people we met, actually. So we met now.
For
the first time in person, Kay. So I think that's really exciting. But there's some new colleagues. Really good evening yesterday with the chief privacy officer Volkswagen, for example. Oh. We met one of the federal data protection officers for one of the federal states in Germany yesterday,
nice.
Barbara Thiel. Had a nice
over
conversation.
Here.
Over here. I never met her in Germany. I had to come to the States to meet her. So that was super nice. So it's about the people, I guess, no?
Yeah.
And that's most exciting.
And if y'all don't know Scope Europe, y'all need to go learn Scope Europe. Okay, Shanshan, what's the best part of the conference you've liked?
The Kotokana session. That's a great session. And then definitely have a lot of evolved things and a lot of people asking questions for the further development, such as interoperability and the other development and the other areas, and it's our country data cross transfer. So definitely a great session. It's really good to follow up and then go back on the development of the Kotokana.
Awesome. And is there a part that you haven't got out of the conference that you were hoping to get?
Just to hear more how's the the going forward, how's the industry's field, the terrain or technology development, how's that gonna influence overall the trend
right
to people.
Right. What about you? Is there something you were expecting maybe you haven't been able to get yet?
I mean, I have to be honest, I flew in yesterday night and my panel was at 8 a.m. and now it's 9 something and we're talking. So
he's like, he's missed his sleep.
It's hard for me to say what I missed because I think it was would be an unfair judgment of the goal. So
now I don't feel bad that I didn't see you for the past 2 days. You weren't here.
Yeah, I wasn't here.
Such a great time catching up with Shanshan and Jorn, and I will say that I actually caught up with them because of Gabriella. I was walking through talking to my friends, and this lady at a table looks up and goes, "That's Kay's voice." She's been a great podcast fan, recognized my voice, of course had no idea who I was visually, but it was so great. I know I'm using great, phenomenal, fabulous. Y'all expect this from me by now. But it really was great to catch up with her. And I have to end this on the best story. When I asked the unexpected question about your favorite cookie, everyone's favorite cookie was chocolate chip. But Gabriella's story was something special. Okay, so I caught up with Gabriella, also with Scope Europe, and she was starting to tell her we were talking about Jorn and his cookies. And it turns out she has a phenomenal cookie story. Tell us the cookie story.
All right, let's try. So back in 2008, I was an exchange student in Michigan, and I'm from Brazil, so that was a stretch in terms of adaptation, especially for when it comes to the winter. So what got me through the winter in Michigan was basically chocolate chip cookies from McDonald's.
I hate snow.
So just before the day I was flying back to Brazil, there was a party. Everything was set up. My friends and family would be there. And just before the flight was taking off, I was like, no, but I need to have a last chocolate chip cookie from McDonald's, and we don't have them in Brazil. Now we do, but they're not as good as Michigan ones.
Yeah.
So anyways, I went to grab it. By the time I came back, they changed the gate. I did not make the plane. So after a year in Michigan, I was 16 years old, didn't see my family and friends for a year. I missed the plane and the party. Because
for a cookie.
For a cookie, and you know what? It was worth it.
I was going to say, it was a darn good cookie,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
It was amazing.
That is awesome. I'm just going to leave it right there. So that was my IAPP snippets. And I just have to say, as awkward as it felt, it truly felt wonderful to see people, to catch up with people, to see faces. Some people don't look the same after 2 years. Trust me, I'm a living embodiment of that COVID 40. But it really was a great experience. So, Paul, bring us to a close.
Well, that was a lot of serious privacy live from the IAPP Global Privacy Summit 2022.
Oh, wait, I took stickers and I gave out stickers. So we had 4 types of stickers. I posted them on LinkedIn and some of the other things that we share on. I actually gave out stickers. People loved them. They were looking for them. And then as you had shared with the IAPP that you had gone to over in Europe, it was really cool walking through the crowd. And then people would like raise their head and go, "I hear Kay." They didn't know me, but they knew my voice. And that happened so often. It was kind of fun. It not quite the feeling of being a rock star, but the feeling that we're making a difference, that we're out there, we're sharing information, because these very, very, very busy privacy people find it very helpful and useful to listen to our podcast. So we are delivering, and that's the most important thing.
Well, that's wonderful. So thank you again for listening to this episode of Serious Privacy. If you like our show, please rate and review us in your favorite podcast app or application or platform. You can reach out to us via LinkedIn. Just look for Serious Privacy. You find Kay on Twitter as Heart of Privacy, myself as Jerome Paul B, and the podcast at Podcast Privacy. Until next week, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
That was Serious Privacy.
Hey listeners, looking to navigate the realm of responsible AI data privacy governance? Well, look no further.
Absolutely. TrustArc is paving the way, offering a complete approach to managing privacy risks in the world of AI.
TrustArc allows organizations to confidently use AI with personal or sensitive data, moving forward efficiently and cost-effectively.
And here's the kicker. Protect your company and data with TrustArc's privacy-driven compliance software.
Because their deep automation streamlines data privacy governance, cutting your time to compliance with automated data mapping, risk assessments, and regulatory reporting.
TrustArc's enhancements go way beyond that, helping organizations understand AI better and align cross-functionally on data governance, privacy, and security.
Plus, they provide guidance on privacy governance for AI and how to mitigate risks using frameworks like NIST AI, OECD AI, and the NIMACY Privacy Management Accountability Framework.
If you're aiming for compliance excellence, check out Privacy Central, seriously one of my best parts. It uses automation and privacy expertise to understand your requirements, build and manage your privacy program with ease.
Oh, I agree. Privacy Central is your go-to to measure your progress toward responsible AI data compliance.
Stay ahead with TrustArc's Privacy Central. Visit TrustArc.com now. Ask me and Paul if you have any questions.